you sick of the evil in the world? I know I am. The agendas, the politicians, all the immorality, all the stuff that has to do with sexuality that we don't even want to name. Broken families, threat of divorces, of wars, so many things to go into. And sometimes, do you ever feel powerless? Do you ever feel like you have any power against it? And in light of all these things, I've been thinking a lot about this for a long time, as many of you also have. And I think we need to do something about it. My wife the other day was praying. She really felt like the Lord was telling her that we need to fast in light of all of this evil. So I am inviting you in this very short video to fast with us. Now, today is September 8th when this is being recorded. Thursday, we're going to do it on a Friday, but you pick your day. Fast with us. Fast to destroy the evil that is within us. Fast to destroy the evil that is out there. They come at us presenting as if they have all the power, as if they're in control because they have all the money and they have the popularity and the good looks and the technology. But we have something they don't have. We have faith and we have prayer and we have sacrifice. And you put those three things together and it's an atomic bomb. And we are going to drop it on Satan's kingdom, because I am sick of Satan making us think that he has the power. He is nothing but God's monkey. And we are going to crush him and his pathetic little kingdom through our sacrifice. So if you're sick of the evil that is out there, join me in fasting. If we don't stand up to Satan with boldness, he will know that we're cowards, will crush us through whatever means, whether it's the woke agenda or something else that comes in the next few years. You know, it always changes every year. So my friends, out of honor for the Blessed Mother, out of love for the holy souls, because of our rich faith that we have, out of deep love for Jesus Christ, let's fast to destroy all this evil, the crime, everything. Let's do it together. Put your intention down there in the comments. Let's not be afraid to take up our crosses. Unite them to Jesus's for the salvation of the world and our own souls. My friends, God bless you. I'll see you in the next one.